Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about how to prevent distracted and drunk driving. This is part two of a two-part interview.
I know myself, there's times where I see some people that are on their phones when they probably shouldn't be. Even if it's just talking with somebody and they have on speaker, there's still times where you can be distracted. So what's kind of the best way for people or anyone behind the wheel to be less distracted while driving?
Like I said earlier, for teenagers, Iowa doesn't allow them to use their phone for talking or texting while they're behind the wheel of a vehicle, unless they're pulled completely off of the roadway and stopped. You know, it's one of those things that they shouldn't even be using it when they're going down the road. And that's any teenager that is on like a school permit, an instruction permit, a graduated driver's license. They're all restricted and cannot use their phone for talking or texting. So, you know, whether it's tell them to put it someplace out of their reach so they can't get a hold of it, so they're not tempted, you know, to use it. I know there's also the ability through some phones and some apps to put on a do not disturb, so while they're driving, it won't send them the notifications of a new text message, or it won't ring. It'll send, you know, those phone calls directly to their voicemail, so they're not tempted to pick up that phone. You know, as far as adults go, I know, you know, it's pretty tempting to, you know, your phone notifies you of something and needing to take a look at it. And you just, you need to be able to do that in a safe manner. And just like the kids, the best way to do that is to probably pull over to the side of the road, find a safe place to stop and either take that phone call or check that message to see what it is.
Now, I could be wrong, but what's kind of the law surrounding adults and driving? Because what I know is that at least you can have a phone on speakerphone and speak with someone, and then it also have navigation, but that's about the limit of where that law is, right?
Adults can use their phone to make phone calls, whether it's through a Bluetooth device or, you know, they can still use the phone itself. They haven't gone to a totally hands-free law yet. So, I mean, adults 18 and older are okay to use it that way, but the text messaging is what is restricted, right. And then that's where there are different laws for the different types of driver's license, as far as when, you know, like with an adult, they can use their electronic communication device versus the kids that are under 18. And the fines vary for that. You know, it can be, you know, anywhere from like $106.75 to $135.50. depending on which type of driver's license you're driving with at the time, if you get charged with using your phone while driving.
As far as I know, there's been a big focus on the texting and driving, you know, making sure that people are aware that of the laws and the restrictions that are in place. Since Iowa has kind of shifted their focus to this texting and driving and putting the phone away, do you believe that this bigger focus has helped in the last few years to combat car accidents and fatalities? Or do you believe, from what you kind of see in Washington County, it isn't?
I still think there needs to be a little bit of work on the current law. I mean, we've had a push for a hands-free law for quite a few years, and it just hasn't ever come about. Allowing the texting and driving, you know, banning that was, you know, a first step, but I think, you know, to have more of an effect, you know, the hands-free driving would be another good step for them to take. You see, you know, a lot of times when we're dealing with an accident, you know, where you've got a car that left the roadway and, you know, there's not really an explanation why that happened, it might be hard for us to prove that they were actually texting and driving unless they admit that to us. But, you know, it's pretty easy to figure out with some of these that that's probably a factor. Sometimes you find the evidence and charge it. Other times, you know, you can still charge a failure to maintain control that way and don't have to prove as much as far as whether they were texting and driving or not. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, those types of accidents, probably you're going to see a failure to maintain control ticket issued before you see a distracted driving ticket. Although, you know, chances are with those types of accidents, it was some type of distraction, texting or something like that, that made the accident happen.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.